Listening Library presents Who Was Walt Whitman? By Kirsten Anderson. Read for you by Adenrale Ojo. Who Was Walt Whitman? It was a hot day in July 1854. The photographer, Gabriel Harrison, stood in the doorway of his Brooklyn studio, watching the people pass by on the city street. Suddenly, he recognized a friend. He called out and asked him to come in for a photo session. His friend hesitated. Harrison called again.
Do come. Come. I'm dying for something to do.
His friend was interested in photography and liked being in photo studios. Photography was still a very new technology. He went in and let Harrison take his picture. A year later, Walt Whitman was getting ready to publish a book of his poems called Leaves of Grass. Walt didn't put his name on the cover as the poet. Instead, he just included a picture of himself inside. He chose Harrison's photo from that summer day. In Leaves of Grass, the poems didn't rhyme. Many were written about things that nice, polite people didn't talk about at that time, like relationships and the human body. People were shocked. Leaves of Grass was not like other poetry, and some people didn't even consider it to be poetry at all. For many, the photo of Walt was just as surprising as the poems. Poets were supposed to look elegant and thoughtful. They would wear a jacket and tie, respectable clothing. But Walt Whitman was dressed like an ordinary working man. He wore an open-neck shirt and rough pants. He had on a battered hat that was tilted down over one eye. And he certainly didn't look like he was dreaming up delicate lines of poetry. He had one hand in his pocket and one on his hip. He stared into the camera defiantly. Years later, Walt would say he wasn't sure about the photo. He thought he looked angry, like he was hurling bolts at somebody. But he also admitted that he liked it because it was natural, honest, easy. Walt's poems were supposed to be for everyone, including the working people who dressed like he had in the picture. Walt wanted to be a poet for all Americans. In order to do that, he had to change the way poetry was written. He had to create a new way of writing that matched the energy and diversity of the young nation. Walt kept revising Leaves of Grass throughout his entire life. In some editions, he used more traditional photos of himself. But in most versions, he included the Harrison picture. It made the most sense. It was the photo that matched his style of groundbreaking poetry the best. No one expected that Walt Whitman would be the person who shook up American literature. He had been a newspaper editor, journalist, and printer. He had written a novel that even he thought was very bad. But he had been preparing his whole life to become this new kind of poet. Ever since he was a young boy, watching people rush by on the busy streets of Brooklyn. Chapter 1. Long Island to Brooklyn. Walter Whitman Jr. was born on May 31, 1819, in West Hills on Long Island, New York. His parents were Walter and Louisa Van Velser Whitman. He was the second child in the family and was always called Walt. His brother Jesse was 1 year older than him. Six more children followed: Mary, Hannah, George, Andrew, Jeff, and Eddie. The younger children looked up to Walt and considered him the leader of the family. Walt was very close to his mother. He thought she told wonderful stories. The Whitman family had once owned a lot of land on Long Island, but they no longer did by the time Walt was born. His grandparents still had a farm, though. Walt would sometimes ride on his grandfather's cart as they delivered fruit and vegetables to the market. Walt's father was a carpenter. In 1823, he moved the family to the nearby city of Brooklyn, which was growing very quickly. Walt's father hoped to be able to make money by building and selling houses. But Walter Whitman Sr. was not a very good businessman. He lost more money than he made. He struggled to support the family. They moved 7 times in 10 years. But there still were good times. When Walt was 6, the Marquis de Lafayette, the great Revolutionary War hero, marched in a parade in Brooklyn. Lafayette had been born in France, but had come to America as a young man to join the fight for American independence. The Declaration of Independence had been signed less than 50 years earlier, and some of the heroes of the American Revolution were still being honored. As Lafayette paused to greet people on the street, he stopped, picked up Walt, and kissed him. Walt told this story for the rest of his life. New York City, Manhattan, Brooklyn. Today, the term New York City includes 5 boroughs: Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, and Staten Island. These boroughs each have their own character, but they are all a part of one big city. However, back in Walt Whitman's day, when people said New York City, they meant only Manhattan. Manhattan is an island with the Hudson River to the west and the East River to the east. Brooklyn is across the East River from Manhattan, and when Walt was growing up, it was its own city. It grew so fast during his lifetime that by 1860, it was the 3rd most populated city in the United States. Brooklyn and Manhattan were closely connected, though, with ferries regularly carrying people from one to the other. That is, until 1883, when the Brooklyn Bridge was completed, allowing people to ride or walk across the river. Manhattan had long been America's most populated city, but in the late 19th century, Chicago began to threaten its place at number one. In order to remain America's biggest city, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Staten Island, parts of Queens County, and a part of Westchester County, known as the Bronx, joined together to form New York City. The city's population instantly grew to over 3 million, keeping it safely ahead of its Midwestern rival. Walt began to go to a local school when he was around 6. Outside of school, he spent a lot of time wandering around the busy, growing town of Brooklyn. Walt took in all the people, sounds, and smells around him. He loved riding the ferries that ran across the East River from Brooklyn to Manhattan. He visited his grandparents on Long Island and swam in the ocean. Walt quit school when he was 11 years old to get a job. First, he worked as an office boy for a group of lawyers. One lawyer helped him with his handwriting and got him a membership at a library. Walt read as much as he could. He discovered a whole world of novels and poetry. He felt that this was the most important thing that had ever happened to him. Next, Walt became a printer's apprentice. He learned to lay out the pages of a newspaper, set the pieces of metal type, and then print them on large sheets of paper. Working on a newspaper gave him a chance to see the power of words. As he learned about setting up the press, he also read the articles. He observed what went into writing a good piece and how editing could make it better. The Whitman family moved back to Long Island in 1833. But 14-year-old Walt stayed in Brooklyn. He finished his apprenticeship in early 1835 and then began working as a printer in Manhattan. He began to write, too, and he was thrilled to have some of his pieces published in New York papers. But after 2 huge fires hit the city's printing district, it was hard to find work as a printer. Walt moved back to Long Island to live with his family and eventually became a school teacher. Walt's students liked him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?